ABC Radio Australia.
Well, could Samoa's ancient practice of tattooing help ward off disease and sickness? That's the question a US anthropologist is hoping to answer. He's currently in Samoa investigating how the art of traditional tattooing could be strengthening the immune system of some Pacific Islanders. And Christopher Lin believes that his research may end up shining a light on the hidden health benefits of Pacific customs and culture. Now, our reporter Priyanka Srinivasan's also been taking a look. Priyanka, tattoos aren't usually considered the most healthy of customs, so how is it believed that they might be able to help people's immune systems?
So the type of tattooing this medical anthropologist Christopher Lin is looking at is not the modern form of tattooing with a gun in a tattoo parlor, but the very particular form of hand-tap tattooing, or pea, from Samoa. This is where black ink is tapped into people's skin using handmade tools of bone, turtle shell, or wood. Here's a bit of how it sounds. And the entire process, which is part of a ritual for both men and women, can take weeks. The tattoos often stretch from the torso to the knees, and the whole experience is said to be intensely painful and bloody. Mr. Lin has already done some preliminary research into the immune systems of frequent tattooers, and his work suggests that the intense stress released through the process of getting a tattoo might actually have an added health benefit by priming the immune system.
I came to the Samoan Islands a few times now, but this summer specifically to look at the traditional hand tap pea and malu. So we are trying to address that question, whether there's a biological bump or benefit from getting these intense tattoos. We found in our previous studies is that people with more lifetime tattooing experience, in other words, they have more tattoos or spent more hours being tattooed, have a better immune response. Their immune system responds appropriately and starts healing right away instead of having what we often see with new stressors, which is a temporary immunosuppression.
He's currently collecting data from patrons of the world-famous Suluape family of traditional tattooers, not only collecting their oral history of the art, but also collecting saliva samples of people before, during, and after their tattooing to get health and stress indicators.
All right, Priyanka, but what about the risk of infection that is often associated with getting a tattoo? Certainly that aspect wouldn't be good for your health.
I asked Mr. Lin just that, whether his research may suggest we all rush out to get a pea or malu, which is what the tattoo is called for women, in order to get healthier. He said not really. Rather than being prescriptive, his research looks at whether these ancient Pacific customs designed to toughen up young men and women can actually literally toughen up your immune system. Here he is on that point.
We're just trying to understand the physiology of tattooing and the impacts on the immune system that we think may correspond to cultural claims that tattoos make people tougher that we've seen in the literature or heard people say for thousands of years. There's a sort of ironic contrast between someone undergoing something that puts them in jeopardy, especially these two-week-long intense tattooing sessions, and doing it outside in a fallet with flies and mosquitoes and greater potential for infections, and why people would be harming themselves or putting themselves in more jeopardy by getting these tattoos and subjecting themselves to infection. And I think there's probably a bit of a toughening up or a bit of a bottleneck that they're trying to maybe put people through to find out who can handle it. This is one of many ways that cultures have figured out to test people. They're not necessarily doing it for the biological benefit, but I think they all go together.